name is Sherry Luttrell, and welcome to our second podcast on Parenting Your Child with Asperger's. Over the next couple of podcasts, I'm going to entitle these, Why Do They Do What They Do? And we're going to be talking primarily about the reasons behind behavior. Many parents try to change the child's behavior in the moment out of desperation, without really giving thought as to why the behavior is occurring. We call that the function of the behavior, because all behavior has a function. There's always a reason behind the action. And when you try to just throw all-purpose hit-or-miss strategies at a behavior, you will likely find that you have missed the mark. You need to understand what your child is thinking, how they are interpreting what's going on, how they feel about their deficits that cause these problems, before you can intervene with any particular strategy. So don't be in a rush. You need to collect enough information, and you need to analyze what's going on. And if you don't realize, if you don't know the reasons behind the behavior, you may very likely do the wrong thing. And it's very hard to fix a behavior that's maladaptive if you've been constantly doing the wrong thing. Your child is a very poor observer of their own behavior. They often don't know what to do in a situation. They don't know what's appropriate behavior because they don't understand how the world works. And if they don't know how the world works, then they go with what they do know, which is usually something that we would not consider appropriate. This leads to them getting stuck, and you can pretty much guarantee that behavior that occurs in these individuals is the result of anxiety. It's generally the result of anxiety. That's what gets them stuck, and we call that rigidity. We're going to be talking more about rigidity in a moment, but your goal is to teach your child flexibility as soon as you can, because we live in a world where you have to be flexible. The world's rules rarely stay the same. I like to divide behaviors into three basic types. These are the three types you're going to see primarily. You're going to see destructive behaviors, disruptive behaviors, and just plain irritating or interfering behaviors. The destructive behaviors generally involve things like physical aggression, verbal aggression to themselves, to others, and destruction of property. Kicking holes in the wall, throwing things, breaking things. The disruptive behaviors are generally things like non-compliance, threats against others and themselves, running away, inappropriate or offensive language, tantrums, meltdowns, rages, arguing, hyperactivity. These kinds of things get in the way, they disrupt. And then you have the irritating and the interfering behaviors. Those are the type of behaviors that are like sensory defensiveness, antisocial, always wanting to be alone, depression, rigidity again, manipulative behaviors, obsessive-compulsive behaviors, obsessions with topics and interests, self-stim behaviors. All of these interfere with behaving appropriately for the situation. So, what are the reasons behind these behaviors? Well, remember when I said that anxiety is the primary reason behind behavior? So what causes the anxiety? Well, there are several things that could cause such anxiety. There's the need to control a situation. Maybe it's transitioning from one activity to another. Maybe it's ending an activity before they're done. Maybe it's their need to engage or continue in a preferred activity. It's usually something that they're obsessed about, an action or a fantasy. Sometimes the anxiety is caused by a need to avoid or escape from a non-preferred activity. A need for perfection, that's also a reason behind some of these behaviors. And the one I mentioned before, a non-preferred activity, you can pretty much divide their activities into two categories, preferred and non-preferred. And there generally is no middle ground. They either love something or they hate it. And they don't want a preferred activity to end. So they will act out because they don't know how to tell you appropriately that they're not ready to stop yet. Other reasons behind behavior. An inability to express their wants, their needs, their opinions. A change in a routine. And this change could be very minute. But if it's a change in their routine, it's unexpected, and there are no such things as pleasant surprises in the world of Asperger's. There could be internal issues going on. Again, this sensory disorder, inattention, maybe an oppositional tendency, an attention deficit hyperactivity, could be OCD or other psychiatric issues involved that you're not aware of. Could be not knowing how something is done. These are perfectionists. These individuals are perfectionists, and if they can't get it right, they don't even want to attempt it. If they're unsure about how to do it, they don't even want to try. But again, anxiety can occur about current or upcoming events, no matter how trivial. Like I said, if they don't know what's going to happen, it's not a pleasant surprise. Even if it's something that you know they would enjoy, like going to swimming or going to the movies, just the apprehension of going to do something and not being able to predict every moment what's going to happen is enough to cause anxiety, which is enough to cause behaviors. And Lord help you if you violate a rule or a ritual, especially with your obsessive compulsive individuals. Things are done one way, and if you mess with that way, that's a reason for behaviors. They often get overwhelmed in social situations. Again, they don't understand how the world works. They don't know how to chat with people. They don't know what's acceptable or not. They're missing that social filter, so they end up telling people exactly what they think about them. So, you know, you're fat, or you're tall, or you smell, or you have bad breath. All those things come out. Other reasons, misunderstandings are common. Misinterpretations of another person's actions are common. They think that you've done something wrong when you haven't, or they misinterpret your remarks and they think you're making fun of them when you're not, or you're making fun of other people when you're not. Other reasons, crowds are usually enough to send someone into a behavior. Lots of noise could be overstimulating. Don't always just assume that they're attention-seeking. Now, that could be a reason why, but not necessarily. I would say that attention-seeking is probably not the highest on the list But it is on the list. So, what are you going to see when anxiety takes over? We talked a little bit about it, but you're going to see individuals who react poorly to new events, transitions, or changes of any kind. They're easily overwhelmed and difficult to calm down. They have very unusual fears, anxiety, tantrums, and they show a lot of resistance to following directions. They have a very narrow range of interests. They become fixated on certain topics. They insist on having things or in a certain way, or events occur in a certain way. They create their own rules for doing something. They prefer to do the same things over and over. They want things to go their way, and it doesn't matter what anybody else wants. So they may argue, they may throw a tantrum, they may ignore you, they may growl at you, refuse to give in. They have trouble playing and socializing with their peers, or they avoid socializing altogether. They prefer to be alone because others do not do things exactly as they do, and their way is right. Everyone else is wrong. They tend to lecture other people, or they engage in monologues rather than having conversations. They just keep wanting to tell you all they know about a certain topic. Some of them eat a narrow range of foods. They dislike loud noises or crowds. They're demanding, unrealistic, perfectionistic in their own behaviors. And if they can't do it right, they won't do it at all. They remain in a fantasy world a great deal of time, and they often appear unaware of what's going on around them. And they display a good deal of silly behaviors because they're anxious and they don't know what to do in a situation. Other ways that they are thinking. They generally know they're different. But sometimes other people aren't important to them because other people are stupid and they can't help them. They tend to control through aggression. They have one-track minds. They have an idea of the final product and no one changes it. And they're going to keep going until you give in. Again, they prefer to be left alone. But that's a good way to calm down. They're often depressed. They escape into solitary imagination. They become arrogant. Everyone else is to blame. Truth is more important than other people's feelings. They are very good at criticizing, but they don't compliment. Things aren't fair unless they get even with you. And they usually discover lying late, usually around 13 to 15 years of age, and they still lie like they're a four-year-old. They don't know the difference between good and bad people. Their social skills are generally 2 to 3 years delayed. Their first solution is to solve the problem themselves and not to share the problem. They generally aren't going to tell you when they have a problem because they're going to try and solve it themselves. They visualize very well, but they often can't translate thoughts into speech. They're aware of other people's moods, but they really don't know why or how to respond to them. So basically, reality is just a confusing mass of events and people and places and sounds and sights. There seems to be no clear boundaries or order or meaning to anything, and a large part of their life is just spent trying to work out a pattern for everything. They like to be thought of as smart. A good phrase to use with these individuals is the smart thing to do is when you're trying to get them to do something, but we'll talk about that more in upcoming podcasts. These children think that they're adults and they wanted to be treated as such. And as I said before, they'll just keep going until you give in. I know that was a lot of information in a very short period of time, but I just wanted to give you a description of the types of behaviors that you're going to see in these individuals and also what they're thinking. It'll give you a little glimpse into their minds so that you can better understand where they're coming from and why the behavior is occurring. So this ends part one of why they do what they do. And I will see you again soon for part two of this why they do what they do. Until next time, take care.